Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Say, man, you got a joint?
No, not on you, man.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 541. I like that we do that now. I don't know how we fell into that. That wasn't planned, but now we do that every time.
I just want to try and keep my dexterity up in my fingers.
I used to actually say the entire number, not just name each digit.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Huh. So this is new. This is fusion.
This is innovation.
Yeah, yeah. Right here. So we have Pologia joining us once again. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me, guys.
And yeah. And we have a dinosaur, which is Girl Does Rant.
I am a clever girl. Thank you.
Clever girl.
Yeah, so I don't know, like, how does this, like, how does you not being on camera affect your, like, male demographic viewers?
Honestly, I haven't noticed on Twitch much of a difference. Really, if anything, it's gotten better, and I think it has to do with the fact that I'm, like, less self-conscious in expressing myself when I'm off camera. So I don't know. I guess they like that better. Maybe it would be different on YouTube if I were to go back, though. I don't know.
I just thought you were a lovely looking person,
and she's become a lovely dinosaur.
Yeah. I mean, I miss you,
Pimp-Monk.
But I'm really enjoying the dinosaur.
Pimp-Monk just made a comment in the chat.
What did Pimpy say?
He said he says, I miss the tits.
Damn it, Pimp-Monk.
I could put tits on the dinosaur and kind of meet you yes. halfway in the
could
middle.
Could you actually do
Please
that?
Please do that.
I'm sure somebody could model that. Somebody get on that. There's a workshop in Face Rig.
Yeah.
Get on it.
The only thing better than a dinosaur is a dinosaur with huge tits.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how they went extinct.
A few quick announcements. We made a major change to our Patreon goal. We added an hour. So now the minimum private show is 3 hours. And then if we can get it above 4,500, it'll go to 4. And if we can get it to 5,000, it'll go to 5 and so on for every $500 increment.
And we decided at 10 grand, we'll just not stop streaming ever.
Forever. So, yeah. We'll stream for the rest of our lives.
Yeah. Until we die.
Yep. Yep. What else? Man, we got so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we'll just get into this and I'll use other announcements for later.
Okay, cool.
One other thing. Actually, one other announcement. Our friends at Underhaven, they are trying to reach 1,000 subs. And I think they are, like, within 100.
Nice. We've been able to put a couple people in the 1,000 sub club recently, you know?
And we'll check in with it to see in real time if they can get there. Looks like they're okay.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, yeah. So,
in real time.
Man, bring that to 1,000. They deserve it.
Oh, that's easy, too. I mean, that's not asking for much. So, yeah.
I see Jeff Holiday in the Patreon chat. He just got to 100,000. Champion.
He's on fire again,
He's
too.
He's on fire.
Sweet.
Yeah. All right, so we'll check back in with that. We make things happen here. We've gotten a lot of our friends' channels over 1,000 recently, because that's the right thing to do.
Yeah. And we also, you know, are responsible for the demise of some channels, but that's okay.
So Pologia, what's new with you, man?
Well, apparently my dog is going bananas, so apologies for that. But not much. I'm normally a cartoon, as you can kind of see over here.
Yeah.
Over my shoulder. So, and I'm not today, so it's a reverse. We're doing a reverse thing. But yeah.
Interesting.
No, I'm busy just telling people that Jesus is still in a mass grave somewhere in Jerusalem.
Yeah. First of all, as far as the dog thing goes, I'm totally used to dogs freaking out. So that's fine. I would probably just think it was somewhere in my house.
No,
I was just
worries.
Hearing them through the wall. But yet, you know, that's so interesting that we have Paul here, who is a cartoonist, that, like, he he grew up religious and is now an atheist. And then we have Doug, who's also a cartoonist that wasn't religious growing up, and now he's a conservative Christian.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, Doug.
Well, there's got to be a trade. It's kind of a ransom situation.
And Ben,
I grew up Catholic, if that adds to it at all.
I do.
Catholics aren't Christians. They're terrible, filthy heathens.
And Ben, I agree. I think that the other part of that dynamic is that you were a sweet boy growing up.
Yes.
And I wasn't. But now I'm a sweet boy. No.
Yeah.
It's not a sweet boy thing to point out. But
the universe craves balance.
It does. The yin yang. I think. I got that song, Come On Everybody Get On The Floor, Everybody Do The Dinosaur, stuck in my head.
Oh, yeah. God, now that you're, fuck, that's it's, in my head now. For
it's
the
only
rest
there
of
because
the
of your dinosaur.
We've been getting a lot of Hi Billy clips.
Hi Billy.
Yeah.
Hi Billy.
Billy?
And then we're going to Washington, D.C. to take back the White House!
Hi, Billy. I don't.
Hi, Billy.
Oh, no.
Or if you think you're so much better than me, I'll stand right here with my fucking arms folded and I'll let you take on the demons.
You want to take on the demons?
Yeah.
I let you take on the demons. Damn it, unfold those arms and protect us from the demons, Vorn Helton.
Dorn Helton.
Vorn Helton. Dorn Helton. Vorn Helton. It's Vorn.
I decided to start it off with crazy people today.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Ideally, you want your webcam set up to look right into the bathroom, right? That's ideally what you want.
Yeah. You know what? His closet is actually closed in this one, and he doesn't have a plate of food.
The funny thing is this is actually is a better angle than he usually has.
Usually
are those his undies hanging in the shower?
Probably.
Oh, man. The skid marks on the door handle?
No. No. Okay.
Remember the picture of his desk and how cluttered it is? And I'm like, why would you post a picture? I get what he was trying to do. He was trying to show how cool his computer setup was, but he didn't clean anything, so there was just clutter everywhere, all around.
It's really hard for
Isn't Jordan Peterson known for that, too? Like, isn't that a thing?
Ooh, ooh, keep your bedrooms clean and wash behind your ears. Ooh, ooh. So he doesn't keep his workspace clean, but he tells everybody to keep their bedroom clean?
Apparently so.
Wow. Yeah. Interesting. I think that Von Helton's room is just fine now that I've seen Jared Genesis shit-stained doorway. That was the grossest thing of my entire life. Someone tried to explain it as there might have been an electrical fire there.
I saw that.
I don't think there was an electrical fire where the fucking handle was, right? Like, it's not how that works. The handle is not, it might be a conductor, but it's not the fucking reason that the thing looks like someone took a dump on it. Someone took a dump on his door. It was gross. Grosses me out.
Yeah, it does look bad. It looks like he wipes his ass with his hand and then opens his door.
Yeah,
and then flicks on his light switch.
It makes Von Helton's entire setup look like fucking the set of Fox News. And it makes Egghead's bathtub look like the Pantheon's.
Coming to you live from the presidential suite at the Ritz-Carlton, Von Helton.
Pretty much.
Yep. And coming to you live from the janitor's blue room closet, Jared Genesis.
Gladys and Boopa.
Alright.
Boom boom.
This guy's called Jeff the Baptist, and he's one of Pastor Steve, is it Steven Anderson? Yeah, one of his people, one of his church members.
You see those rock layers, the sedimentation layers, obviously formed by massive amounts of water.
Not only does this make you appreciate God's creation, it also makes you appreciate
the guy from
salvation.
Chipotle last week.
Yeah,
because these rock formations were formed obviously by massive amounts of water from Noah's flood, which was God's first judgment on the earth.
Obviously.
What?
Yeah.
Obviously, this slow erosion happened in a massive flood.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That only lasted 40 days, right? I love it when people try
to like provide scientific reasoning as to the fact that Noah's flood must have happened. And they try to pin it down as to like exactly where in the world and what time. Some great crazy theories.
Not only that, but internally entirely inconsistent, because it doesn't matter, because they just answer one question at a time. So some of them will hypothesize that all of the Pangaea shifting happened while the water was happening. Some of it insisted that it all happened in like a month afterwards, like India went sliding across the globe and crashed into something else to make the Himalayas. Yeah, so this is my jam is dealing with Ken Ham arc encounter shit. And yeah.
This is your jam. Can we agree on one thing though, man?
Sure.
Can we agree that the flood clearly did not happen because the earth is flat and the water would have drained over the side?
No. That's why the ice walls are there. Come on, it's a big sink.
Have you seen the Flat Earth documentary on Netflix right now? It's great.
I did see it.
It's great.
I was afraid because I thought it was going to I thought it was made by flat earthers, but it's not.
No.
But it sucks you in because for the first like half hour or so, you don't know what the point of view of the filmmaker is.
Huh.
But anyway, I live really close to the to where the International Conference of Flat Earthers happens in Edmonton, Alberta.
Tell me you've gone.
I haven't gone. I should go one year.
Oh no, Paul's.
I don't know. I used to be afraid for my life, but I think they're mostly harmless.
Oh wow! You know, I just realized that this show is 50% Canadian.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I count.
Yeah, we're 50-50.
And we're like a cock's throw away from the Canadian border ourselves.
We are.
So this is basically the Canada episode.
Wow.
Legal weed for all.
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
I love that.
I got me some Gorilla Glue waiting for me.
Gorilla Glue is great. Mm-hmm.
First time I'm trying it. Is it good?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I used to get the Gorilla Glue wax all the time.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've never tried wax.
Wax is
I bought a vape though, so.
Man, everyone's just enjoying it up there.
It's nice.
Yeah. I can't wait for you know, nationwide legalization here, but that is something Trump might be able to win on, but we can talk about that later.
That and a 5G database across the United
States.
Yeah,
for Pokemon Go players. Yeah, like
I can do Pokemon Go with 4G.
And so it's cool to know that, you know, being saved, believing on Jesus Christ saves you from the second judgment of fire.
And that's all. All of that clip.
Obviously.
Yeah. So that guy's crazy. The last video of his that we watched, he said, hey, if you want to get rid of AIDS because AIDS is God's judgment, just get rid of the gays and make it, you know, a capital offense to be gay. It's like, hold on. Isn't AIDS, like, by your beliefs, AIDS is killing all the gays anyway.
Yeah.
Why does God need the government's help to do it then?
Yeah.
You know?
God's I also didn't slow. Realize that AIDS was like a gay specific disease. That's
yeah. New. Well, that's just what he's saying. And if what he's saying is true, just like he's saying, obviously this was carved by the flood. So if what he's saying is true, then God already did take care of the AIDS problem or the gay problem by creating AIDS.
But then also we pointed out that, you know, gay men who don't do anal intercourse and lesbians have a lower chance of getting AIDS. You know, so
anybody who doesn't do anal intercourse has a lower chance, right?
Right. Anyone.
It's like
lesbians are okay because the porn is acceptable to all.
Right. Mm.
But it's still gay porn.
But they gloss
scissoring leads to less injury. So
lesbian porn is still gay porn.
They gloss over the fact that it's the way sex is done, not the type of people that do it.
I was having this conversation earlier today.
You
the
were.
Straightest form of porn is trans, a hot trans woman on a hot cis woman. That's the straightest form of pornography. If it's a hot chick with a dick banging another hot chick, that's the least gay form of pornography.
Hey, Billy.
Yeah.
Billy, you ever seen that porn with two trans women and one was Hillary Clinton and one was... what's her face? Sarah Palin?
No, should I?
And they were both trans women. They were both male to female.
Huh.
It's very, very interesting.
Should I TiVo that?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. In seriousness, this Steve Anderson guy, if you guys don't know who he is, he's a crazy pastor who enjoys jumping on his pulpit and yelling at people.
Yeah.
He talks about the only kind of sex that is okay is for procreation, and or if the husband wants it, whether the wife would like to have sex that day or not. Like it's literally, that was one of his big things, is that the wife has there's no ability for a wife to deny consent.
Rape
one
culture.
Of his big things.
That is like, that is actual rape culture right there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
kind of messed up.
Yeah, it's great people.
Yeah. Let's see. I think here's another one along the same lines.
My favorite thing about Steven Anderson is that lazy boy chair in the middle of his congregation.
Yeah, he has a few of them. He has lazy boys sitting around there.
I think that's for the best donors. Sort of like you guys have incentives, you know, for your patrons.
Yeah.
I think if you tithe the most that month, you can sit in the vault.
You get the happy boy recliner. Are they spying?
Oh, please don't take your children in there. Your children are not safe in there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They're going to chop up your baby in Planned Parenthood.
Super late term abortion.
If your third child is a child you cannot keep, we have families ready to adopt your child. What will you tell your children about this day?
Wouldn't that be so weird? I mean, just to have this guy sitting in the corner of the parking lot yelling at everybody.
Presuming they're there for an abortion when they have two kids already to go. And they're going in as a family. That's not usually how abortions work. But, you know, maybe this guy's got it right this time. Planned Parenthood is not just an abortion fucking spot. They do a lot of other services. And this little prick is about as dumb as it gets, sitting in the fucking bushes, creeping on people with a camera. In most places, that would be frowned upon. But not in Christianity.
Oh, that just dawned on me. The person who's filming this probably thinks this is a great thing.
Yeah.
Right? That's why they put it on the internet.
Yeah. He's over here saving the world.
I got harassed once walking by a clinic like this in downtown Toronto. Wasn't going in for my abortion or nothing. But yeah, there was a couple of people camping out front, and I was accosted and told what a horrible murderous piece of shit I am, but I wasn't even going in. So
I used to live.
I don't know how they knew.
That happened near to me at the much music studios in Toronto. I mean, you never know. Toronto's weird.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I used to live kind of near an abortion clinic. It wasn't a Planned Parenthood. It was something else, but there were always people protesting outside of it. It was so annoying.
Was it the teriyaki spot?
No. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Half teriyaki, half abortions.
In fact,
I mentioned was actually had like a Catholic bookstore, Christian bookstore, a couple of doors down. So you can imagine what a great combination of things that is.
I wonder if they shared the same dumpster.
Dark.
Like children you carry in your arms. What will you tell them about the child in your womb?
That's their new brother and
young
sister.
Young man, don't take your children into this place of death. Young man, how can you bring your entire family to this place of death?
Why are you there then? In the bushes like a creep.
You're gonna leave him there?
Oh. CX in the chat. CX in the chat.
Yeah, it does look like an IRL stream.
If you can't afford three children, we'll help.
Is this Ice Poseidon's new shtick?
Dude.
I think these are the best use of shrubberies in real life that I've ever seen, though. That's a good call in landscaping.
You adopt out the third child.
The meth heads are really political.
But instead, you're going to murder the child for convenience sake?
This guy goes home and smokes meth and neglects the child.
Yeah, that's exactly what you're doing, and you know it.
And you know it.
Those little shoes that you're going to put on your daughter, are you going to tell her that daddy murdered her brother or sister?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are you going to bounce her on her knee?
Laying it on so thick.
That would certainly improve behavior in the future.
I could not help myself if somebody like this... You know, like, how could you not troll someone back like this? They're asking you stupid fucking questions like that.
Yeah, kind of.
Of course I'm going to tell my child.
Whenever I see this stuff. Kid, yeah.
May have had my kid already queued up. How many times have we been here, Billy? 17.
Every time I see this stuff, I want to go to abortion clinics and like counter these guys and stand out there and like cheer on the women that come in to get the abortions. Like, yeah, kill that baby. And then when they're talking shit, I'm like, dude, I wish you would have been an abortion. Cause then I'd be here alone and I could sing to these girls. I could sing beautiful songs, but no, I have to fucking counter this asshole.
I saw groups of people that were countering the Westboro Baptist Church back in the day. And there'd be like someone holding the God Hates Fag sign. And there'd be a guy next to it holding a sign that said, fuck this guy. And there's an arrow pointing to the other guy. I love that.
Me and Joe did that outside of their church because the fucking stupid billionaire was trying to make us do that. It was the worst night of my life.
At least this family like is seems normal, and they're like they plan to go here. But a lot of the women that go here, it's the if not their life, it's the worst day of their year or month that they're getting accosted like this. This is nasty.
And sometimes it's for necessary health related reasons. And so it actually pisses me off as a nurse to see something like this happening with like a woman that literally may have no choice if she wants to avoid a life-threatening situation for herself and for any potential child. So I mean, it's gross, really.
I think it's gross. I think it's gross even if the woman is on her ninth abortion and is just killing babies in lieu of a contraception. I think it's gross they're out there doing this. I don't care why the woman's doing it. Way. I don't care if she literally is doing it just to spite her boyfriend because she doesn't want him to be a dad. I'm like, okay, that's your body, your choice. I really don't care.
What if it's a field trip? Some parents take their kids to Wonderland.
So they bring the kids in the womb to the Planned Parenthood, and they're like, okay, I'm leaving you here. Goodbye. That's pretty rough. I'm still not against it, but it's the woman's choice, in my opinion. And anybody out there heckling these women on an already tough day, adding to that, in the eyes that they might be saving a child's life, I don't like it.
I'm all for free speech, but I love when there's consequences to free speech. That's my favorite. So there should be some. Well,
that's interesting.
My favorite part about this is, you're going to stand out here ranting and raving at these people going in. What are you going to do about the kids that are already in the world that need help, that are living in poverty or abuse or whatever? No, not a peep about that, though, right?
No, they're on their own.
Yep.
Tell her the name of the child that wasn't allowed to live.
Oh. Somebody said she's not getting her head twisted off, Billy, so no, not her choice. Nobody gets free rent, all right? Not even a baby inside of some woman's stomach.
So they're at 903 right now, guys. Underhaven on YouTube. Go there and subscribe. We're going to try to get them to 1,000 subscribers the stream. So just checking back on that. Also, link in the description. Make sure that you download the Brave browser on all of your mobile and other devices. And check back every day. Make sure that that your wallet has some tokens in it. Send us the tokens. Have you guys heard of this stuff yet?
What? What is that?
It's a browser.
Just through you guys.
Yeah. It's a browser where... It's basically a new way to monetize through a cryptocurrency that pays you based on people watching your content. And every month they get this cryptocurrency and they can just be on one of your videos and they can send in a tip. And that tip goes into a wallet and then you cash it out for money once a month.
Oh, check that out.
It's been working very well. And they're going to do like the Twitch thing soon where people can watch ads. And they'll get more of these tokens and be able to send them to the creators they like. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I got you guys involved in our plug there. That was cool. here's someone we've watched a few times. Or actually, no. Let's talk about this other thing because I'm sure people want to hear us talk about this. So today, I'm not going to play any clips from Joe Rogan's show because that's not like a news show. So I look at that differently than when we play news clips and stuff.
Yeah, so you're saying Jack Dorsey is crazy people?
Kind of. I mean it was just crazy to watch.
Yeah.
Jack Dorsey and one of his underlings at Twitter were on Joe Rogan, and Tim Pool was on there, a guy we've had on before
Twitter founder Jack Dorsey appeared on comedian Joe Rogan's podcast on Tuesday for the second time in a month for a showdown over his company's policies and actions, especially banning conservatives. This time, Rogan and Dorsey were joined by independent journalist Tim Pool and Twitter's chief legal officer, Vijaya Gadidi.
So the arguments that people make is, you know, the one argument is that a private company is, you know, that should be able to write their own terms of service and exercise those as they see fit. And then the other side says, you know, Twitter's become so huge that it literally makes history as far as like the president uses it to address the people. And you know, other things like that. I've heard people say it should be treated like a public utility, that sort of thing. So where do you guys stand on that?
I mean, I kind of... I am sort of impressed with how much stock people give it, that you can see it referenced as, say, a legitimate source in a news article or a news presentation of any sort, you know, blah, blah, cropped up on Twitter, this or that happened, this kind of drama going on. I think in that, if that's happening, then yeah, you're right. I think it's way more important than, honestly, most other social media platforms.
If you're looking at it as a public utility, as a way to get information, as in, like, could we block people from getting TV or something? I mean, this guy, any conservative who's been kicked off can start a new account and just shut the fuck up and listen, right? Like, no one's stopping people from listening. No one's ever been banned for quietly sitting in a corner and reading Donald Trump's tweets. The question is, does Twitter provide you a platform to speak? And that, I mean... I spoke about free speech earlier. I don't think Twitter should ever ban anybody. I'm on that camp. But as a private company, if they don't want their brand associated with certain types of speech, obviously they can. The other thing Joe Rogan's doing here is exposing the fact that, you know, if Twitter chooses to ban people, that should be publicly known and talked about so that you're not walking in thinking that it is a bastion of everyone can say what they want. If you're going to walk, like if I walk into Steve Anderson's church, I'm not going to mistakenly think that my atheist perspective will also be reflected there. That's right. Just not something that I would expect. So good on Joe for making everyone aware that Twitter has a bias. If in fact they do, I'm not admitting that they do, but if in fact that's the case, if you can make that case, great.
I believe that they did concede that they do have a bias.
Well, they're working on it, right? That's something they're taking into account. Jack grew up in what, St. Louis, he said?
He did.
And he lives in San Francisco now, so he sees that there is that bubble, somewhat liberal bubble, and the entire team is there in San Francisco where it's highly liberal. And he says he goes on things like Fox News or Hannity and Combs or Sean Hannity's show, just to try and get out there to the people that aren't in that bubble, because they already have like the people that, like, one of the things they said was that the people on the left side, the liberal side or whatever, they are more likely to report things when people are acting out. So that's why they're having more of the people on the right getting banned, because there's just more brigades or crusades to fucking report people on the right. And that could change with just a little bit of engineering, right?
This article is hilarious because they say Tim Pool has been criticized by some activists on the left as alt-right adjacent.
Yeah, I checked out Twitter when this was all going down live because I was searching for the link. I searched the link and there was some blue checkmark guy calling Tim Pool alt-right and calling Joe Rogan a gateway to the alt-right. And the entire thing that they're like, I don't know their true agenda, right? But I do think that giving people a platform to talk is not promoting their think, right? It's allowing their think to exist so we can then judge whether or not we agree, disagree, if we can change or build from it, whatever we can do. The lady that was on Vijaya, she had a quote. She said, sunlight is the best disinfectant.
What's
right?
her name?
Vagina, I think. Vijay.
No.
Vijaya.
Okay.
I think I said Vijaya.
Go ahead.
She said, sunlight is the best disinfectant, right? That means if you have like something you disagree with, hiding it is not going to fix it, right?
Yeah.
Putting it out there in the open and talking about it, giving it room to fucking hang itself or room to, you know, be torn apart and dealt with is the best way to deal with it. And I think everybody in that room agreed with that. So what they're doing now, from what I saw, is, you know, Twitter's going to work to find a way to, you
know, we'll see.
You know,
we'll
allow I won't hold my breath.
Don't hold your breath.
I won't hold my breath, because I'll be honest with you. No matter how great the ideals of any company that starts out may be, like, I don't trust anyone not to just, after a certain point, be paying lip service to addressing any biases or anything that their platform might have an issue with. Like, whether you're on YouTube or Twitter or Facebook or whatever, I don't trust any of these platforms not to deplatform you for, frankly, the stupidest reasons at any point, because this kind of stuff swaps hands so much, and these companies get sold and bought around so much, and people get let go so much, that eventually these biases will creep in. Even if they do try to make a point of cleaning up the platform, eventually it just comes back anyway, and you're always at risk. So you don't trust any of these places.
You know, and
now Twitter's argument here though is that they are dealing with abusive behavior in all the cases that they've been banning people. They're pointing to, you were abusing someone. You were saying something. So does a company like this have any responsibility? Forget content, but if someone's being abusive or someone's being,
well, what's the definition, like, of being abusive, right?
Well, that's targeting, they get somebody, to define, right? But at least that's the, yeah. So
it's
they're
speech.
I mean, it is as small as, I think they recently banned someone for like misgendering people.
Yeah, I've
seen them exercising a very loose definition of what any of that might mean. And that I think is the problem, that we don't have like a universal definition for what should constitute abuse across the board, because it's so subjective. One thing might make somebody just unreasonably emotional, and suddenly that's like, oh, horrible, so, targeted abuse at that person.
So one example I heard today was someone just sharing their view that they don't believe that someone who's born a woman can be a man.
Yeah, that was the feminist woman,
I would,
right?
Say that's, there's tough, a difference between just sharing an opinion and then, like, targeting someone,
right,
that's
a
trans. And, yeah, and being like, you're, right, a woman, you're, yeah, a woman, you're a woman, or whatever, you know? There's a difference.
I would think the latter is abusive for sure. Right. Yeah. But the problem is that Twitter will come down on the former anyway, because if enough people get offended by it, then it's like, oh, then I was actually personally affected, even though it's a general statement.
What they were saying was that they are not banning people based on general statements. It's targeted statements.
So do you agree with Milo's ban?
They claim that, but I've seen it,
exactly,
happen. They claim that.
Exactly. And that, so they're going to work on that, supposedly. Maybe they're blowing smoke up our ass. I do know that when Jack said he'd be working on it, Joe Rogan said, you want to come back in 6 months and see where you've gone with this? And Jack was like, we're going to need more than 6 months. So it's like,
I mean, he admitted that they probably don't even have 1,000 people that actually look at these disputes. You're like the disputed bans and suspensions.
But
if you owned a grocery store and someone stood in the aisle and punched every customer who walked in the door, you know, you probably should have a policy to deal with that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the right answer is, but
I would say with that is assault, and the law would deal with that. I mean, not only could you ban them from your store, but they would probably be prosecuted and told by the police not to come back.
When they brought up Sargon of Akkad on the show, Tim Pool brought him up as a point, and then the Vijaya lady went and looked up why he was banned, and she was like, well, he said a lot of slurs, and like some of the comments were him saying like fuck white people to prove a point about how you can get away with it.
I've noticed that if you're saying it about white people, like even all white people should die, like even a statement like that, They'll let that kind of slide.
Well, there's like that photo that goes around.
Racism against whites right now is super cool.
Yeah.
But the Sargon got banned for saying fuck white people. That was the funny part, right?
No, that's not what he said.
Well, he said fuck white people and other things.
But he actually said the N-word.
Well,
so that's,
yeah, he also, you know, said
I don't agree with them banning him because I understand the context of what he was saying.
The slur for the Jewish people. He also, he also said he was going to throw a guy out of a helicopter, which is fucking hilarious, but ridiculous, but also a threat. So it's like, It's very weird because a lot of this stuff is obviously taken out of context. It's obviously jokey, and we don't have the benefit of, you know, joking anymore because it becomes a repeat thing where people are repeatedly being triggered by it and using their ban button, the crusades against these people. And we're going to see maybe some change here, but another thing they said on the show was the technology advances quicker than the people can catch up with it, right? So with Jack saying it's going to be more than 6 months to try and make some changes, in 6 months from now, we might have a completely new problem to deal with on Twitter that we haven't even seen yet, because that's just the nature of the game. I think when Elon Musk was on Joe Rogan, he was talking about the singularity and the machines taking over, and it really is, you know, the public drive. As it goes further and further, we don't know about it until it's too late, right? We don't know the real problems until they're past, and before we can even fix them, we're coming on a new problem. So this is a situation where the free speech isn't free. And it's not going to be on a platform like Twitter when they're held responsible for people killing themselves because they're getting bullied because they're transgender and someone's wrong naming them or wrong gendering them and they kill themselves. And Twitter gets this backlash because, you know, a part of society that's already prone to suicide, with or without people shit-talking them on Twitter, is killing themselves because of something said on Twitter. And Twitter is trying to not have that happen when people get banned for misgendering and stuff. You know, it's a tough course to correct, because you don't want
whatever it is that ruins my life.
Bad business.
Whatever it was that ruins my life, eventually it'll probably be Twitter. Probably all four of us. You know, whatever it is that ends our careers, it'll be Twitter.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, speaking
of censorship, I meant to ask Ben. How do you feel about some of your VidCon money going towards Steve Shives?
Oh, we talked about that on the last episode.
Oh, did you talk about that?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I wish I'd been there for that one.
It really makes me not want to buy another VidCon ticket.
So many VidCon tickets
for them to
boycott VidCon.
Oh yeah, I know it's a drop in the bucket, but still, well, VidCon is a corporation, right?
Yeah, and they're hearing the backlash from it by making that choice. I'm sure
they're still
going to make it. Well, what are they going to do? Go back now? For $2,000, but they're gonna rethink about their decision.
I don't think they're gonna put them up on stage, though. Like, I do not think that they're gonna be bringing them out as their poster boy.
Oh no, no, they're not. No,
that's ridiculous. Actually, they host a huge event.
I know they do, but do you honestly think they're gonna drag Steve up on stage now that they've seen what his deal is?
I think he should have to get the money.
Well, even if they do, you might not be able to tell them apart, because have you seen the previous winners of this $2,000 thing or whatever it was? They all kind of weirdly look like Steve, even the girls.
I didn't even know this existed until recently, but yes,
they all have some very common elements in both interest and actually the way they present themselves. It's really uncanny,
If they made Steve go up and do a panel to get the $2,000, I bet they could even raise the ticket prices and more people would come.
I'm applying for a TanaCon grant.
You guys should sell tomatoes at the door. That would be...
Yeah.
That would be a good way to make money.
Make some...
You think your Patreon gets you some money, you do that.
Are you blocked by Steve, Paul?
Oh, of course. I was on Twitter like 4 days before Steve blocked me. It was great.
Talk about the nicest guy ever. Gets blocked by Steve Shives.
I used to love his stuff. Like, but of course, if you follow just the wrong combination, boom.
Yeah.
And I follow a lot of people that I disagree with. Like, I think most people do.
Sure. I do it.
He must have bots running, though, that, like, banned by association or something like that, 100%. Because there's tons of people that have never even spoken
Which
to
doesn't
him
make
before.
It any better if he had been doing it on his own, like, manually. No. He made the choice to ban people who like people he doesn't like.
Can Steve block you if you block him first?
No.
Yeah. Everybody block Steve first. If you're not blocked by Steve Shives, take away his ability to block you. I should have done it the second I saw he hadn't blocked me.
If there's one good thing about this for VidCon, though, is that way more people are going to apply for this next year, because I don't think most of us knew that this was a thing, that we could get $2,000 from VidCon. So, yeah. Like, who knows? Maybe it was Steve and two other people who even applied.
There's a guy out here in Seattle, Metal for Breakfast. He's a small channel. He got a VidCon grant as well. They give them out to so many people. I don't think it's that big of a deal other than they're hearing about it with Steve Shives. You know, these other people that get the grants, you really don't hear about them getting the grants. It's never really been a big issue, but now it's like a big issue.
And of course, Canadians can't get it, so whatever.
They can't?
No. I don't go to a stupid VidCon anyway.
Gotta be a U.S. resident.
Really?
Wow.
I mean, I guess that's I could prejudice. If I went back, but no. Now I'm not.
That's discrimination. Holy shit. Yeah. Can't believe they would do that. The green... No, they don't own it anymore, do they? Who owns it?
Hashtag me too.
Who owns VidCon now?
I believe it's Viacom bought it.
Yeah.
The Green
yeah.
Brothers are still kind of in
they're
charge.
Like, they run
they're
it, but they're... heads. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's owned
so
by
So it's owned by a media conglomerate, yeah. basically. Wow. And they're giving money to Steve Shives. Anyway, here's the counterculture mom. She's mad because there was a Ouija board at a school.
Uh-oh.
Ouija board used in kindergarten class.
Kindergarten.
At Zablocki Elementary School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Okay? You heard me right. Ouija board, kindergarten teacher used it with her students. She shut the lights off. A bunch of kids this week were complaining that she was calling out to spirits in the class. There was one son whose mom actually...
This woman asks for managers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you're not, I mean, the aura just like wafts off of her, doesn't it?
Actually raise
like
a stink.
That. This woman asks for managers. I'm surprised she's not wearing pink because a lot of them wear like all pink.
And called the school and got this in the news down there. So now it's blasted all over the place. So way to go, mom, for speaking up. This would have made me just as angry as well. But now her son cannot sleep. He's afraid of the dark, doesn't want to be alone. A lot of issues are going on with him.
Probably because his parents taught him that spirits and demons and stuff are real. It's probably why.
My mom doesn't like Ouija boards.
I know, and you had a seance in your house.
But that was after they split up. My mom and dad split up. That was my dad's idea.
So both of them.
My folks bought me a Ouija board at a Toys R Us when I was a kid.
Of course, as you know, as a Mennonite boy, I was always completely against this stuff. But I'm actually kind of a little bit ticked. I mean, I don't want a kindergarten class to be in any way taught. Like, I don't know how the teacher taught it, but if the teacher was teaching that spirits are real, I'm not cool with that either.
I guess it depends on the context. Point. I mean, it yeah. is made by like Milton Bradley or something.
Yeah,
like
it's
that.
One of those companies, right?
So it is basically a board game.
It is a bullshit board game. It doesn't have good rules either. Like, what keeps you from cheating?
Everyone lies about moving it. There's so many people that have it at the same time, and they collectively move it that no one admits to, like, actually moving it.
Yeah, when I do Ouija board by myself, all it does is call my mom a bitch. Like, why would you do that?
Oh, Hasbro. It's owned by Hasbro. Okay.
I mean, like, I have to admit that, okay, from the point of view that maybe this isn't exactly a school-appropriate activity to engage in, it's not the best move. But on the other hand, I don't think it warrants this kind of hysterical shit from this woman. And then again, I also do agree that, you know, no, a teacher shouldn't be potentially teaching kids that you can contact spirits and shit.
Right.
Yeah. I agree with that, yeah.
Especially kindergarten.
This yeah. woman's definitely at the school getting angry if people say happy holidays. I mean,
yeah.
If you're old enough to write a letter to Santa Claus, you're not old enough to fucking use a Ouija board, in my opinion. There's too many questions to be asked.
It's all based on spelling.
Mad
too.
At Starbucks caps.
Well, yeah, actually, that's true. That does make sense to have the kindergartners use a Ouija board. Because it'll teach them to spell.
Yeah.
That's actually, no, fuck it. I take everything back.
It's educational.
It's super educational. It's got the entire fucking alphabet on there.
And numbers.
Ouija boards in every classroom.
Who knows what else with the rest of the kids in the class. My point is, what can we do about it? It's one scenario, Tina. What's going to happen? It's not happening all over. A lot of this stuff is happening all over in schools. We have the Satan clubs that I warned everybody about last summer.
How do I join? When are the orgies?
Satan Club.
Do I have to bring my own sex toys? What's the situation?
You guys know that there are Satan clubs in schools, though, right?
Well, yeah,
I should know. I organized quite a few.
Do they bring their wife food pillows?
It's because you can have a any religious club, right? So the kids,
right, exactly.
the other kids use the counter, and that's fine. Have a fucking Satan club. I think it's stupid because Satanism is just an offshoot of Christianity, whether you're trying to be a little edgelord or not. I think it's fucking dumb, but you can do what you want to do. If you're going there having orgies and stuff, fuck it.
So not like the vigilant Christian.
Kids are already don't be having orgies with or without Satan club, right?
Dude.
I hardly think, though, that it's some kind of epidemic like she's making it out to be. Like, I swapped around a bunch of schools because I was an Army brat kid. And we had a whole bunch of, like, Christian clubs and stuff like that, Bible reading clubs. But I never saw anything like that. I would have joined if there was. It would have been more fun.
You know what? I got a treat for you, too, by the way. I have some videos from the guy who took over Mario's channel, like the big channel.
Somebody took it over. Where'd Mario go?
Mario retired because it came out that he was trying to like recruit girls to gangbang with him and his friends, and he was sending like nudes of his friends.
I could have gone to a Mario gangbang.
Yeah, the godly bros.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
They could have split your demons.
He could have told me. He could have whispered softly in my ear about the Illuminati while like railing me in the ass. Come on.
I mean,
him and the godly bros
specifically is what he would have done, according to his admission of guilt.
Hold on. I'll play that guy first since I got it ready. No, that's not him. It's
these guys all look like they've been in a gangbang with TVC Mario.
It is. Oh, yeah. This is his little intro.
And I'm telling you right now, you know, some of these places stand against it because I showed you.
Hey guys, how are you?
Fierstein?
Here it is.
This will be our broadcast before we go out to Cookeville, Tennessee, and go out there and preach against the dry conservator there. But
is this the guy that replaced him?
Yeah, this is the guy that replaced Mario, and he says his group has been classified as a hate group before.
This guy does not nearly have the kind of charisma Mario has.
Fierstein charisma.
I'll let you guys know as we go do this real quick. I know I've been talking a lot about the Dry Queen Stewart thing lately, and the reason being, you guys, is because, you know, as we're out there and we're going across the country.
I guess they do a drag queen story time there, and he's going to go and protest the drag queen story time.
Good for you
guys,
dude.
And we're preaching against stuff. And, you know, it's the same thing. It's the same guys that keep going out there doing it. It's myself and about 10 other guys that are out there doing it. And, you know, we still need more people to come out there. We need people to come out there and stand against it, because I showed you guys pictures the other night about what's actually taking place and how evil this truly is.
How evil.
And until Christians do something about this, they're going to keep having them. They're going to keep trying to corrupt the youth.
I like how he's wearing an Offended Flakes, America's Offended Snowflakes t-shirt, and he's over here being offended by a couple of fucking drag queens reading story time. You pussy bitch.
And
on the other hand, that's a wonderful self-awareness, low-key self-awareness there.
I could make such a dishonest edit out of this, because he's just saying we have pictures. A dishonest edit out of me.
Well, there definitely are, like, you know, the trend, or the cross-dressers reading books to kids thing. It's out
there. For sure.
You know, it's not like they're sitting there reading sex books to the kids.
It's not like it's mandatory to go to either.
Yeah, it's at a fucking public library. If you go there and you see the trans, the cross-dressers reading a story time and you don't want your kids around it, just come back later, you know, after they're gone.
And these are the same people who go watch a woman play Peter Pan at a plane later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normalizing these things to children, I think, is just fucking fine, because they're going to exist, right? I remember my nephew was maybe 6-7 years old, and we were at this hot dog spot and it was on Capitol Hill, and there was a lady there with like her head was shaved, and he was like, "Is it boy or is it girl?" And I'm like, "Oh man, That's a girl." Your Honor was just asking. He's probably younger than 7. I don't know. He was young little kid, and it's like he just never had that question before. And she was offended, you know, that the little kid asked that. But it's like he didn't fucking know. He's never dealt with somebody who was a woman, obviously a woman that had the male features of a bald head, you know, a shaved head. So he's just coming to terms with that. If you can get them to terms with that earlier, that's for the better.
Your chat says you're not live on YouTube. I don't know if that's...
Maybe you should refresh.
Yeah, it looks fine to me.
We did have a stutter.
Yeah.
We had a stutter, and I put in the chat to refresh, and I don't know what happened. I did see it swirl for like a second, and then we came back on.
Yeah.
Oh.
And it's not showing I dropped any frames. It says 0 frames dropped, so yeah. I don't know. I don't know what's up.
Ladies and gentlemen, back to the Christian agenda.
You know, it's like I said, it's one of those things where, you know, it just keeps happening, and they're trying to expand it, and they're being flat, they're just flat out being rebellious. They don't care about the kids. Clearly they don't. And I'm telling you right now, you know, some of these places, they're going to private businesses. And I'm telling you right now, you guys, private business, you know, they need to be aware of what's taking place. We need to get statements from them. Do they encourage this? Do they endorse this? And any business that promotes or allows such a thing on their property for the sake of a buck deserves to be outed, deserves to be exposed. And the local community needs to be aware of what's taking place in business.
Okay, wait a minute. Like, so what's this guy's solution? Is that when they find out that a particular business is promoting a cross-dresser or a trans-based event, his answer is that we should promote that they're promoting this event?
He's not saying promote the promoting, right? Isn't he saying we should harass the people?
He's saying they should oust them. Well, everybody already knows they're hosting this event. That's the whole point.
But he's saying maybe the businesses don't know that their businesses are being used for this agenda, and how offended that these Christians are that they would do that. So you should bring up that you're offended and cry and be the little offended snowflake that you need to be to get them to know that you're offended, is what he's telling people.
In fairness, this is how I want this stuff to be handled. If you don't like what a company's doing, boycott them. Great. They will. The economies of the situation will learn. Just like, hey, I hate Colin Kaepernick, so I'm going to, you know, buy Nike stuff and burn it. You know, Nike's not suffering. Like, so, you know, but people vote with your wallet. That's the way this should happen, as opposed to throwing a tantrum and showing up there.
Yeah, but I feel, you know what, like, I would like to believe that that's all this guy's talking about, but you know that he's actually talking about the latter, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's going there, but fucker.
Around them,
to work that way,
so that they can go to their business, and you know what? Don't give them your business. Don't give them your money. Go somewhere else. Go to a Christian-friendly business, or a business that won't partake in perversion or the destruction of children.
The destruction of children.
Yeah. A lot of people have that in their Yellow Page ad. It's just one of our features. We destroy children.
Because this is something that we're fighting vehemently. This, the abortion mills, and everything else. And, you know, it's kind of why I want to talk about what I want to talk about tonight. Because, you know, we talk about going out there. We talk about preaching. We talk about living holy and living right and doing what God's word says. And in the beginning of this video, you guys notice our little intro there. It asks, are you willing to believe something that contradicts, are you willing to change your mind if the Bible contradicts something you're ready to believe? And what's important about that is that
I just feel like he's just ranting.
He is.
And it's just,
this is a live stream, right?
Yeah.
He's just trying to keep it going. He's trying to get his little bit of followers to become his little army. He's telling them what they can do to do his bidding. You know, right now we're going to attack the libraries that let cross-dressers read books. And you're going to get rallied behind. Because people feel like they're a part of something when they're rallied behind it. Like, this guy is taking over the base that Mario had. And he's making them feel like he is their new leader. You know, he's giving them a cause to fight for. And that's how he's going to win Mario's... Of course we want Mario back. Mario was a crybaby.
Mario's way better.
Mario was a crybaby, and we could loll at him all the fucking time. This guy is taking the people that are there and trying to militarize them for his agenda. Mario was
trying to
milk their...
He'll use Leviticus 21 to be upset about gay people. But Leviticus 19 tells him not to have tattoos.
Yeah.
2 chapters later.
Yeah. But he actually got those tattoos because of Leviticus 21. He used to fist man ass all the time, and his punishment was to tattoo his arm just as deep as he was able to put it in the man ass. So
he's got actually a tattoo of it.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to move on.
But yeah, he's just trying to take Mario's fucking base and make it his, militarize them, and give them a cause to follow.
Yeah, I wonder why
he's
Mario...
doing it badly.
I wonder why Mario gave him that channel.
He probably bought it from Mario.
I wonder if he did.
This guy looks
know.
Like he has a little bit of money, a little bit of drive, and he knows he can monetize it.
Let's check on...
Under news, Underhaven at 9:10. Can we get him to 9:11? Can we get him to 9:11? Ladies and gentlemen, can we get Underhaven to 9:11? Go to youtube.com, search for Underhaven, and get them to 9:11, please. I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
See it happen live.
Turtle.
The show won't go
turtle,
on until it
turtle,
happens.
Turtle.
Turtle.
This is the worst 9/11 ever.
I mean,
second worst.
There's a slight delay. Oh, man. Wow. The worst. There
Yay!
It is.
Thank
no.
you.
Did we cheer for 9/11? That's weird.
We did it. We did 9/11.
Yeah, we did. 9/11 is only a part-time goal, guys.
Here, Trump has a new catchphrase. It's stone cold crazy.
What?
Yep.
He can't take a stone cold stunner and then steal stone cold.
Committee casting a very wide net, calling for documents from dozens of current and former White House officials, from Trump
family
members.
That's hilarious that the president has taken
a fucking stunner. He took it terribly.
From stone cold. Oh, of course.
He took it terribly.
He's a fat shit.
But he still took a stunner from stone cold Steve Austin. Now he's trying to take stone cold crazy?
Even WikiLeaks and the NRA. The president tweeting this morning that Democrats have gone, and I'm quoting him here, stone cold crazy. I've got a great team to help me break it all down. But first, let's break down what we've learned. The Judiciary Committee is spearheading one of six congressional investigations.
I mean, that's the only part about this that I actually cared about. Let's see.
And obstruction of justice, interference with the various investigations that are going on.
Nedler also said that his investigation
is different.
Music
in the background.
Dun 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 dun.
Is this the People's Court?
So basically, yeah, they're trying to nail Trump. We already know this. Yeah, and a lot of Trump's people are in trouble. Some are going to prison. Some are getting investigated. They're fucked. I mean, we know all this. Yeah, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is not aesthetically pleasing.
Ah, she's not so bad. It's just she's got a bit of a dead face is really what kills her.
Yeah. I'm just
very emotionless, dead face. Look like she's wearing a wig and eating ass.
Folks, go and eat up.
So pretty familiar, pretty calm, pretty reserved response. But then contrast that with the borderline hostile statement that came from the White House just after 9 p.m. last night. It reads in part, today, Chairman Nadler opened up a disgraceful and abusive investigation into tired false allegations. Chairman Nadler and his fellow Democrats have embarked on this fishing expedition because they are terrified that their two-year false narrative of Russia collusion is crumbling. The Democrats are more interested in pathetic political games and catering to a radical leftist base than producing results for our citizens.
Wow, it sounds better when this lady reads it than when she says it.
Sarah, get a pen.
The dramatic music really like amps it up.
That's
too.
What they should do. That's how White House press briefings should be. They should play them dun, 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 dun. And just let Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Hard guitar.
Yeah, like some serious guitar solos and stuff in the background.
Ted Nugent.
And have this woman read what Sarah Sanders writes instead. Have strobe lights and pyro and stuff too. This is how I see it. I would watch every one.
Yeah.
The Democrats are not after the truth. They are after the president.
Hey there, I'm Chris.
Yeah.
Well, very few people equate the president with truth, so I think that's fine.
Yeah, it's true. here's another Trump one. I guess he hugged a flag.
Chris, so the president gave, a two-hour-plus speech on Saturday before the conservative
He gave a two-hour-plus hug.
Welcome back to the Trump Suck Show.
I'm guessing the flag didn't give consent.
You know what?
Hashtag me too.
Trump does do a lot of cringy things, but like CNN is like just like the Trump sucks network.
Yeah.
So it's funny when they come back, they're like, hey, guess what? We got more news about how Trump sucks.
He hugged a flag.
He hugged a flag. What a retard.
Boxing, like that. Conference, CPAC, as it's called. And he didn't exactly go on script. Listen to this.
I said, what the hell? Let's run for president. You know I'm totally off script right now.
Yeah, we couldn't have guessed. It's so easy to tell when he's off script. I mean, it's unbelievable. He doesn't repeat every other word that he says over and over and over again. That's what he does.
When he's on script, he speaks at a level where he can actually read the script. Right. So it's slower and more methodical in his speech.
You could tell he probably practiced it, too.
Yeah.
This shit. Yeah, yeah, we can tell.
New Green Deal or whatever the hell they call it. All of a sudden, they're trying to take you out with bullshit, okay? With bullshit. The Attorney General says, I'm going to recuse myself.
I like Trump off script.
No, this was the script. This part where he does the accent, definitely scripted.
Oh.
And I said, why the hell didn't he tell me that before I put him in? He still hasn't gotten over getting his ass kicked, okay? And we kicked their ass.
He's like a YouTube star, man. I swear to God. He presents himself as like somebody just fresh onto a channel.
Yeah.
I used to watch The Apprentice, The Celebrity Apprentice, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was fun. It was good TV. Trump's good TV.
It's interesting to see the president.
I feel like he presented himself better in that show than he does as a president.
Oh, fuck.
I don't know.
He did.
Well, he controlled the edit, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
He talks massive shit and swears a lot. I don't think another president's ever done that. Ever.
Can you imagine Obama coming out and be like, yeah, this is bullshit. Good night.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
Bullshit.
We'd had Obamacare 2 years ago if the Republicans didn't deal with their bullshit. Hold it back.
Yeah, like Obama. Okay, so Trump was like pressuring Obama to show his birth certificate, and Obama showed it to him. He should have told him to fuck off. Instead, Trump's doing it.
I know, right? Obama should come out now with like the
Obama
footage.
Obama showed both of it. They're like, oh, well, that's just the short form birth certificate. Now you got to show the real one. And he showed.
Yeah, but if he hadn't shown anything, it would have just led on to like, oh, well, what's he hiding?
Yeah.
You know? It's kind of a lose-lose no matter how you look at
that
it.
That was just the short form birth certificate. That's their. That's the equivalent of saying, your dick's not even fully erect. I want to see the rock hard cock. It's like, dude, if it's bigger than your soft, it's big. Deal with it.
I feel like Obama left pauses in his speeches where the fuck you should go. And everyone could tell that's what that was supposed to be. It was just a nice pause. Everyone reads it in their own head and he moves on. Yeah,
so Obama had class, right? Obama was classy.
I mean, at least his public image was.
Were you thinking private? He's over there eating fucking McDoubles, talking shit.
In private, he's like launching drones and blowing up civilians.
This business as usual. That's what America's always
but
done.
But in a classy way.
Why? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Classy.
How are you going to try and justify that?
What, bombing kids with drones?
Yeah.
That's what they do.
How are you going to try and explain to me that that's acceptable in any way?
Okay, here's the thing, right? Being classy has nothing to do with what you do in private. Being classy, that's why you're classy. You could be in the background like taking pisses on prostitutes, but when you're out in public, if you got your top hat and monocle, you're like, howdy,
I gotta agree with Billy here, because you're nobody can be 100% classy all the goddamn time.
Classy's about face value. It doesn't matter what you're doing in the
it's
background.
It's only about face value. Okay.
That's what
then
classy
I didn't
is.
Understand.
You're a classy guy, you know? Obama had class, Trump has crass. In private, Trump could be like, I don't even know how to work the drone. Everybody
Mr.
lives.
Peanut is 100% classy.
He kind of is, yeah. Unless you got a peanut allergy. Could you imagine if you had a peanut allergy, but you were in love with Mr. Peanut? That's sad. Like, if you were sexually attracted to Mr. Peanut, but you had a peanut allergy, that's truly sad.
What do you think?
It's nothing.
I just want to see Trump hug the flag. Where is
that
part?
Hug that flag, President Boy.
Yeah, hug. Oh, there it is. There it is. All right. Hold on, I gotta see this.
Re-election campaign. Love it. Only beginning to gear up, Sabrina. We're gonna be seeing a lot more of this. There he is.
Look at.
It's hard to believe that he doesn't drink. He claims he doesn't drink.
Isn't there protocol to handling a flag? Like, look, when our
he's not actually hugging it, Ben. Maybe he's actually drunk right now and he's just trying to steady himself on the stage.
This is like something goofy someone would do if they were wasted. You know, like get up there and talk a bunch of shit.
I've actually
and then go hug a flag.
I actually know this joke, right? Like you take the peach, right? And you put the peach under the flag. You say, I'm going to turn this, you take the flagpole. I'm going to turn this flagpole into a piece of fruit. It's Cheech and Chong joke. That's what he's doing. He takes the flagpole. He says, drapes it in the flag. He says, I'm going to turn this into a piece of fruit. And then he puts it down to his crotch and uses it as a dick and goes, ain't that a peach? And he's got this big, long flagpole. So, you ever seen Cheech and Chong? It's from Cheech and Chong. I've seen this joke.
I like how when the joke doesn't land, you're like, oh, you know, this was someone else's joke.
Cheech and Chong is very funny.
If everyone, did you know Cheech and Chong is coming on 420?
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Is it going
to
be Emerald Queen Casino?
Yes, yes.
I did know that. I went to a buffet there recently and I saw that.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Maybe he is stroking out. Yeah, maybe he is having a stroke.
He is hugging the American flag. I suspect.
He's like rocking back and forth with it. Like
we're going to be seeing a lot more of this off.
And by the way, I'll be reading the Streamlabs shortly here.
The cuff, unscripted kind of speeches. Which clearly helped him get the Republican nomination in the first place and win the election.
Well, there's no question you just saw a preview of what Trump 2020 will look like. But this is, to be fair, a president who never stopped campaigning. It's not new for this.
It's true. Trump is the only president that I'm aware of that was doing campaign rallies ever since he won. He still does them. He's been doing them. Usually the president sits back and doesn't start campaigning until the other side has chosen their candidate.
Which is so weird because I don't think he wants this job.
But I think he knows that he's good at the campaigning part, right?
I think it feeds his ego a lot to be in front of a screaming crowd.
Oh yeah, he can't afford to lose with his ego, but
early on, people were saying that like he would watch Fox News just because they talked favorably of him and stuff, and he'd call in, and that's why he was friends with Hannity because he like appreciated
Ask Sean Hannity.
Him. Yeah, and it's like that's all ego. Running and having people come and cheer you on while you're running.
Oh yeah,
for president.
Being in front of a cheering crowd it's of the best. Thousands of people
it's so,
feels
it's
pretty
so
good.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's addicted to the admiration because his father didn't love him.
Check this out. This is someone from CNN asking some randomly selected Democratic voters about how they feel about President Joe Biden, you know, electing President Joe Biden. This is interesting.
Okay, back by popular demand, another New Day voter panel. This time, Democratic voters from Ohio, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania, all of whom voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. You may remember some of them from previous panels during that election season. Well, we brought them back to see how they're feeling today and who they want to take on President Trump. Show of hands. How many of you are feeling today very optimistic about a Democrat's chances in 2020? Mm. Michael, what?
Oh my God, they're kidding themselves.
Yeah, I don't want to know I don't want to know anything else they have to say about even where I parked.
We were also feeling optimistic about Hillary's chances as well.
Everyone was, which is why you shouldn't, you shouldn't assume at this point.
Why are you optimistic?
I think, you know, Trump has created an energy on the left that we haven't seen in a long time. It wasn't enough to get over the hump in 2016, apparently, but I think that the Democrats are appearing.
Is this guy delusional?
Better organized.
Tell me if you can limit it to one, who you're most excited about right now of the people who are in or even considering getting in? Can you narrow it down to one right now, Russell?
I really like what Kamala Harris is doing in terms of, you know, schooling and green initiatives. But also, I mean, to go with like a kind of old...
I think this is the problem. They're asking people who voted for Hillary.
Safety, you know, with Bernie Sanders. Right. I mean, he just had so much going for him.
Mary, who are you most excited about?
I would have to agree. I'm my eye is on Senator Harris right now.
So they're basically just, you know, the guaranteed Democrats that follow the Democratic agenda. Because Harris is like the chosen one right now for the Democratic Party. She's the most like Hillary, the most safe option for the Democrats. So they're just towing the party line, and we're seeing this right now. I think that the whole point of this segment is to let us know that you know, it's okay to have a dad haircut as a mom.
I have a woman, because a woman brings a different perspective and has a different experience of life.
Michael.
I was for Bernie in the 2016 primaries. I think that he brings a lot to the table from 2016 because he now has the name recognition. He's got a machine behind him that's not necessarily the same as the Democratic Party machines. You know, it's not enough to just energize Democrats. You need to find a candidate who can actually energize some of those 100 million plus people who just, or for whatever reason, are not voting.
I'm not excited for Bernie, though.
Why?
I think it was very divisive. Very divisive.
What?
Very divisive.
No, the divisive thing was when the Democrats rigged it so only Hillary could win.
I'm just not excited for another white man president.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't do it. A lot of people say that. Like a
last
lot of people.
Time around.
She hasn't been excited about anything since that neck scarf came on sale.
And I think it's going to do the same thing. I'm looking for a candidate that's going to keep us alive and pull us together. And I don't think that's Bernie. I think that there is a section of the Republican Party that doesn't like Trump either and is looking for a more centrist candidate, and Bernie is way left.
If I had to pick someone right now, I really love Elizabeth Warren. I think she has everything that I'm looking for.
I can't tell which one of these two look more like Chaz Bono. Do you love black people?
This is an amazing combination of people in this group, isn't it?
Yeah, she's not backing down on making big promises, and she knows how to get them done. She knows how to sell them, and I think that's...
People think these are crisis actors.
But we want our president. I mean,
these are the crisis actors that couldn't handle a crisis, right? They're the crisis actor rejects. Oh, I don't want to go to the bombing. No, not today. Can I just go on a panel?
Can I pretend to like Hillary?
I would really like to go on a panel.
It's going to be Donald Trump.
I don't really think it's time to pick, because we have
four... those are some very practiced, concerned faces, so...
They should have asked people who have already decided that they like someone, because they're getting these people that are like, I don't know. It's like, okay.
I just know Trump is bad.
Stellar women candidates. Look, and I'm just for all of them to move forward and see which one rises above the others.
Christian, who are you most excited about?
I really like Cory Booker. I think he is phenomenal. I think he's done a really great job. I hope that Beto O'Rourke comes in. I think that he's just waiting, and I'm really energized about him. And Kamala Harris is right up there too.
So
nobody said Tulsi Gabbard here?
No. Nope.
Like, interesting.
People believe that the winning formula would be for a Democrat to be pragmatic and more centrist. Show of hands. Two of you feel that way. How many of you feel that the time is right for a progressive, and that's what would win? Carol?
We're ready for progressive candidates. They've won all over the...
All right, I'm done with them. I can't listen to them
anymore.
It was
the two lesbian ladies that said...
I don't know if they're
centrist.
Lesbians.
Well, I mean, maybe they're not, but they definitely look the part. But the two short-haired women were like, let's go centrist. That's interesting to me. I feel like they would... Based on their progressive-ass haircuts, they'd be more likely to...
Progressive haircuts?
It's a little weird. I don't know. Maybe
I feel like
wrong.
This is a rebuilding... Isn't this like a rebuilding election for the Democrats? And they shouldn't like throw their best person in? Their best person to be in 2024?
I think it's a lot more difficult to beat a sitting president than it is to... beat another newcomer. So if Trump won, then, you know, 4 years after that last election, it'll be two new people. Neither one is the incumbent. And that's a lot easier to win, for sure.
Yeah.
Right. So shouldn't you save your best for that
Well, they have somebody who can't even run this year.
Do you think she'll AOC. Be the one?
Ocasio-Cortez. She's in the bullpen right now. Right now, this, you know what this election is? The Democrats know they're not going to beat Trump. This election is deciding they're deciding who AOC's vice president's going to be with this election. Bet.
I guess we'll see. That won't be for a while.
This is the Ocasio-Cortez vice presidential election year. That's all this is.
So
YouTube will have come up with a way to kick your show off the air by then.
I'm going to read some Streamlabs here. Unknown 44, $2. Pelogia hair has left the 60s and moved into the 80s.
Not wrong.
It does look kind of like who's the Never Gonna Give You Up?
Rick Astley.
Is that a little Astley hair there? Am I wrong?
I don't think so.
Rick Rolled, right? Rick Rolled.
Can Pelogia tell Dusty the Cockatiel that he's a beautiful bird?
You're a beautiful bird?
Yeah. Yeah. This guy gets everybody to make... He paid Sinbad money to make a video to his bird. Yeah. That's awesome. He also paid Tom Arnold to make a video to us.
And Kevin Sorbo,
and
right?
Kevin Sorbo, yeah. It's pretty funny.
The all-stars right there.
Yeah. Tucker White, 94. I find it embarrassing that actual Homo sapien adults with ostensibly working brains still perpetuate and try to defend the Noah's Ark story. The only reason they try to defend it is because it's there, you know, because they start with their conclusion and then build backwards from that.
Yeah.
And sometimes crazy gonna just crazy.
Yeah. Never be surprised what an adult will do, because adults are no different than the children they once were. You know, they just never learned that one thing that made them grow up. There's no magical switch when you hit the age 18 that you're a better person than you were at 17 or 16 or 5.
Chris Xavier, $5. Yay for Canada.
Hooray.
Tucker White, 94, $2. How long until Steve Anderson is caught fucking another dude?
I imagine he is so far in the closet that he'll never get caught. I bet you he hasn't even fucked another dude yet. Uh-huh. He just thinks about
it
relentlessly.
That's what I said. I was just waiting on that scandal, Billy.
Yeah.
That's going to happen. They all get caught, man, because they get comfortable, and he'll get caught getting a blowy in the backseat of a car one day or some bullshit like that, and he'll let his guard down.
Should I get my makeup on and go down to Steve Anderson's church looking like a real pretty woman?
Maybe.
And then I'll just...
Whatever floats your boat, Billy.
No, not for me.
You're your old man.
Not for me, so we can take down his regime.
This is, of course, yes.
This is undercover regime, operations. Yes, yes.
Wow, this is crazy. You fetishize Steven Anderson. You're crazy.
I didn't fetishize. I'm doing this to take him down.
Sure, sure. How convenient.
Sure, nobody in his congregation will trust him. He just caught sleeping with a dude.
Nicole Roberto, $5. There is a clinic right by my store, and there are assholes yelling and trying to talk to the people going in all the time. It's really kind of awful. Of course.
That should be arrestable, honestly. I honestly believe that that should be an arrestable offense.
It is harassment.
Yeah.
I don't know if it should be arrestable.
The plots of the upcoming Jay and Silent Bob movie, so.
And they get away with it unless they touch somebody. But, I mean, even then, like, I don't know.
I don't know if it should be arrestable. I just think more people should go out and, like, have West Side Story rumbles with them. Like the SJWs yeah. versus the abortion clinic harassers. Do their little dance.
Dance-offs.
Yeah. Yeah.
That needs to be Psy 10 Atheist next video, man.
For real.
That guy's still around?
I don't think so.
No, I haven't seen him in a while. Dragon in the West, $2. Steve Shives is a Jesuit clone confirmed. Mm-hmm. Listen to this weird theory. I'm going to read it because it's ridiculous.
Okay. Yeah.
Mikey Metalhead, $5. I have a theory why Billy is getting so thin, and it's not his diet. Ben is dealing him Adderall.
How did you tell?
Man, I could sell it to you for way cheaper. I mean, we'll talk after the show.
How much? Ben,
cutting you off, man. You're getting fat again. Your ass is getting fat again.
You are looking good, Billy. You are looking
thank
good.
Thank you. You're looking good, nice. Too.
Yeah. Thank you. You like my scales, baby?
Yeah.
You got thinner. Imagine and what scale she turned do, into boy. A dinosaur.
Come on, everybody.
You both have changed so much.
Everybody do the dinosaur.
Ardrich, $5. You guys enjoy your new furry selves?
Yes. I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it
yet? I haven't seen the furry self yet.
It's on Twitter.
Okay, I'll check that out.
I saw that. It's beautiful.
I didn't see it yet. I want to see it.
You guys are furry fetish in the making.
Yeah. I'm thinking about going to the furry convention in Reno. I really do want to go. I haven't been to Reno for so long.
Never been to Reno.
It's such a cheap, dirty city.
Cheap and dirty.
Yeah, it's the best. There's like a really good burger in Reno called the Awful Awful. I might.
Do you know what we you know what we should talk about? Let me get this lady off the screen. We should. You just have to. We have to acknowledge the passing of King Kong Bundy.
Yeah. Yeah. I my oldest wrestling memory was when I was like a little kid, maybe 4 or 5 years old. My dad let me and my sister stay up and watch wrestling. It was probably a Saturday night.
Saturday night's main event.
It wasn't main event.
No,
it was one of those smaller events where everybody was like, it was like the talent, and it was facing off against a jobber, you know. And you could tell, you could tell it was, yeah,
shows.
You could tell it was like who was going to win, who was going to lose. And my dad would let me and my sister bet quarters on it. And she would always pick first. And I was like, she would always win. And I was like, damn it, this is rigged. Like, she gets to pick first. It's not fair to
me. Yeah, it is rigged. It's wrestling.
Yeah, it's not fair. Even at 4 or 5, I was like, it's not fair because you can tell one guy's got muscles and like an attire, colors and stuff on his clothes. The other guy's in trunks looking like a damn NASCAR fan. And I said, it's not fair to me. And I threw a little temper tantrum. My dad was like, okay, next match, you can pick first. And who walks out? King Kong Bundy. And I'm like, him?
Of course.
I pick him, and I won. And I think that was the moment where I was like, I fell in love with wrestling, and I wanted to be a wrestler. I was like, he looks like me. He's a big fat like me.
He almost looked like a big baby, like a giant baby.
At the time, I was a baby.
Are you guys familiar with King Kong Bundy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Nope. Stampede Wrestling, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he definitely wrestled with Stampede at one point.
Exclusive in the Patreon chat.
He passed?
He passed away last night.
Mm. Did Jason Priestley pass?
Yeah, no, Luke Perry.
Luke Perry.
Oh, Luke Perry.
Luke Perry's son is a wrestler.
Oh, really?
For PWG. His name
is
Jungle Boy.
That is so weird.
Yeah, Luke Perry's done a lot of stuff with WWE as well.
Luke Perry's from Ohio.
Dad, he died quite young.
Yeah, 52 years old.
Yeah, early 50s. It was like a stroke. That shit just happens sometimes, you know.
Exclusive.
He's just
in the Patreon
forever
chat.
That guy in the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie.
There's our boy.
Mm. Yeah, that's King Kong Bundy.
Do you think I could play him in the Hulk Hogan movie?
You got to reverse the Adderall, then.
Yeah, I do. I would have to.
He does look like a big baby.
You know what? He's the reason the Bundys, like Al Bundy on Married with Children, had their name.
Yeah. King Kong Bundy. He was a guest on Married with Children.
Yeah, he was on it. He put his head through a wall or something. That right?
And do you know who the reason King Kong Bundy has his name is? Ted Bundy.
Oh, yeah. True.
But I don't know.
And there's Bam Bam behind him. Both dead. Both dead.
Oh, dude, you could look at a picture of wrestlers from 1995 or before, and the chances of them being dead is huge.
Yeah, I go back and I'll watch an old... I'll watch an old pay-per-view, and it'll be like 50% sometimes.
Yeah, my first
live
show.
They didn't even pretend to care about steroids then. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah. My first live show I ever saw, the only match that didn't have someone dead in it was Goldust versus X-Pac, and X-Pac tried to kill himself in Mexico and was saved by Ryan Shamrock, came in and pulled him down. So there's like an asterisk next to that one.
He's still alive, so it doesn't count.
Of course it doesn't count, but it's like it was almost, and it's just... It's a rough business. The business attracts the carnival life. You know, you go town to town. You can get away with a lot of shit because you're out of town the next day.
You know, I saw this news story today where they said that Forbes declared Kylie Jenner the world's youngest self-made billionaire. I'm like, is she really self-made? Doesn't she come from an extremely wealthy and famous family?
Yes.
I mean, she still had to do something with it, right? Like, she made the billions on her own.
Is she really, though?
She didn't get a small loan of $100 million, right?
She had the advantage of already being famous, coming from a famous family, being on a reality TV show.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you don't see the kids from,
I mean, even if you don't accept much money or anything like that, you're still talking about advantages in connections in society. Like, there's still some legs up that don't necessarily involve like fiscal exchange.
I'm just saying, so the way that she became a billionaire, even with all those, helping hands, is more impressive than the way most people become billionaires.
They're saying she surpassed Mark Zuckerberg, but wouldn't you say Mark Zuckerberg was more self-made in all reality because...
As a robot, yes.
I mean, okay. He's more self-made, but he wouldn't have been the self-made billionaire if he didn't sell all your information to the fucking CIA.
Well, I'm not saying... I mean, whatever. I mean...
It's like... I'm just saying, it's a lot harder for her to get there than maybe not Zuckerberg.
And that's maybe the question...
Zuckerberg had it harder.
That's the question that should be in the comments on this video later. Is Kylie Jenner actually self-made?
You don't
I'm
get
sure
a lot
Forbes
of self-made.
Forbes has their own definition. Like, Forbes, when they make these lists, they obviously have, like, that you didn't inherit it, or whatever it is.
Maybe they got, like, tick boxes that they go through.
I mean, her
like,
mom had a bunch of money from being married to two relatively wealthy people.
Relatively wealthy, but this
and
is...
And then all the older, like the Kardashian... kids, they all have a bunch of money now.
If you're gonna argue that being born to like rich parents should disqualify you,
and like, so like knowing the right people is like you can't buy that.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean?
You can't buy becoming a billionaire.
Helps, but the connections are definitely even bigger.
Yeah, the chat says that like you wouldn't definitely classify her as somebody who could say that, oh, I just pulled myself up by the bootstraps, kind of self-made millionaire. And yeah, absolutely. No way would she qualify for that.
If my boy Martin Shkreli was born to a famous family instead of two people that were custodians outskirts of Manhattan, instead of two custodians...
Are you using a guy that's in prison right now as an example?
Then maybe my boy Martin Shkreli would be a multi-youngest billionaire, right?
He's in prison.
Yeah, but not for long.
But, you know, she could have gone the way of my... So, you know,
I agree.
Some credit.
Yeah, she does get credit. Yeah, she had all the handouts. She was born into an empire, right? Like by the time Kim Kardashian sucked Ray J's dick on tape, Kylie was just running around in fucking probably diapers, right? So she's growing off the back of her older sister's blowjob capabilities.
And then also their father's wealth that he had.
The Kardashian, Robert Kardashian.
Yeah, yeah. Very wealthy lawyer.
Who was played by Ross from Friends in the O.J. Simpson
That was weird.
Biopic television series.
Yeah.
And O.J. Simpson was going to kill himself in Kim's bedroom, not Kylie's bedroom.
Think about how much money those guys made from all that. All the lawyers, the really expensive, like, you know, Johnny Cochran.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. And Johnny Cochran's dead. Kardashian's dead.
Yeah.
So all the money in the world.
Robert Shapiro's still around, though, huh?
Thank goodness.
John Travolta. Man, John Travolta is Robert Shapiro. Man, that blew my mind. Anyway, I guess they've used stem cell research to successfully cure people of AIDS.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this. Yeah. Yeah.
So we don't need to banish the gays? Like
that one guy said?
Yeah. But you need to abort people to cure the gays, so it's bad.
Damn it.
I remember they halted the research for so long.
It's what some are calling a medical milestone. For the second time in history, a patient appears to have been cured of HIV. The unknown patient was originally treated for leukemia and received a bone marrow transplant. The donor's cells had a protein that is known to resist HIV, the virus that causes AIDS. 18 months after the transplant, the patient patient has no signs of the virus.
Wow.
This treatment cured another man nearly 12 years ago. Timothy Ray Brown was the first patient to be cured, and he nearly died during the procedure.
So it's not, it's a risky procedure, it sounds like.
Yeah.
So
were they even intending to cure the AIDS here?
Cases.
They were trying to deal with his leukemia, right? And the AIDS just like cured. That's the beginning of something.
Here's Donald Trump on Twitter. It's literal news every day. It's like, wow.
President Trump even reacted to this news on Twitter. He wrote earlier, "Such great news for so many. Tremendous progress being made." Dr. Rowena Johnston joins me now.
His first quote was, HIV is cured in second man. The tweet after that was, congratulations, Magic Johnson, you're no longer alone.
The vice president and director of research at AMFAR, the foundation.
People in the chat are saying Trump cured AIDS.
He did, though, right?
...for AIDS research. Dr. Johnston, thanks for being with us. In layman's terms, can you explain how much of a milestone this is in the medical field, especially immunology?
You know, we at AMFAR are very optimistic.
In Seattle.
This is in Seattle?
Yeah, it says upper left corner there.
Oh, so I wonder if she's single.
The London patient is cured of HIV for a number of reasons. I think it gives people optimism that the research is going in the right direction. So we have one confirmed case of cure, that's the Berlin patient. And if the London patient ends up being the second confirmed case of cure, then what we can do is start to put these lessons together that were...
So Berlin and London. So it wasn't even in the United States where it happened.
Trump is still responsible.
We're learning from each of these patients, and more patients that we have through AMFAR's research efforts in the pipeline, we can put that information together and really learn how to build a cure for HIV that we can then deliver to the whole world.
Now, that first patient who was cured, I believe you referred to him.
They're killing the babies! They're bringing them back to life and taking their organs!
I'm okay with that. Nothing about that statement bothers me one bit.
As the Berlin patient. That happened 12 years ago. Is there a reason why it took doctors 12 years to successfully repeat this treatment?
You know, this really is a very complex area because stem cell transplants are only appropriate for people living both with HIV and with cancer. And there certainly have been other attempts to replicate the case. There have been some patients.
All right, so yeah, this is cool. Trump cured AIDS, guys.
But it's only for people that have cancer, right? Because they can only get the cure so far.
I don't know.
Only if they have leukemia. That's it.
It's only appropriate if you got leukemia.
Wow. So that's what it takes.
I guess. I wonder if people will be trying to get leukemia to cure their AIDS.
If you get AIDS, go and get leukemia, and then you'll be cured of AIDS.
Can you get leukemia? Like, can you contract it? Is that even possible?
No.
Damn it.
I mean, like, it's not like an airborne disease or anything. Like, oh, what? How are we doing?
924.
I'm gonna be an airborne ranger.
Getting there.
Yeah, I think we can do it.
The Under Heaven Countdown.
I'll tell you what.
76 points away.
I'll do my part. Everybody, subscribe on YouTube to Underhaven. Let's get them to 1,000.
Yeah.
Maybe you have more than one account under your umbrella. You know?
Maybe you have multiple umbrellas.
I have a few accounts, and I can you know, do some things with those accounts.
Maybe you have an account for yourself and one for your dinosaur.
Why don't we just private message Brett Keane and ask him to use all his accounts and they'll hit like which? Like, we'll max that out.
Oh my God. I saw something so funny today. Brett Keane took this other, this girl's video on YouTube, this girl that only has like maybe like 400 or 500 subscribers. He just like took her video and re-uploaded it because it bashes somebody that he doesn't like. And she complained about it, and then he deleted the video.
He just never learns. That's basically, I mean, I kind of partly owe the fact that people noticed my shit early on to him anyway. And he just never learns that all he's there for is to promote all the people he tries to drag down. He's such an idiot.
A couple of weeks ago, he made a video to my girlfriend, trying to ask her out. While he, meanwhile, he was lying on his bed. Oh well, she.
When's the date?
He was trying to ask her out.
Well, in a weird, awkward way. But while he was doing it, he was lying on the bed eating noodles, like in the video, just like lying flat on his belly. I'm not threatened. I'm good.
Did it turn her on? Did you guys have like?
If so, you know, if she's fantasized about it since.
Did you guys make out to that video as it was running?
Keep an eye on her. You know, Don Juan Keen there.
Dorn Warren Dorn.
What happened to Dorn then? If he's hitting on your girl, where's Dorn at?
Oh shit.
Maybe he wants to swap.
You know,
you want a wife swap with that dude?
I'm not having this conversation.
Him and Dorn are swingers.
Maybe having this conversation.
Maybe that would be something.
No, I don't know. Maybe you got the wrong idea. Maybe he wasn't trying to flirt with your girlfriend.
Maybe, yeah, I think he was just trying to, you know, win her for Christ. And, you know, that's
that makes much more sense.
Seduce her for Jesus?
Yeah.
These numbers keep growing and then drowning a little bit.
Yeah,
so
people are being cute.
Whoever's being cute, when we go away, you better get it back up there.
Smash that subscribe button.
Smash that subscribe.
Here's our last news story. This is interesting. I guess in Ohio, this teen got to get vaccinated without his parents' consent.
Good.
This is new?
And now he's... He was in front of some governing body talking about how they need to pass laws ending the misinformation about vaccinations.
My mother is an anti-vax advocate that believes vaccines
cause
autism.
Some areas are talking about lowering the age of consent for that to 16, I think.
I don't know.
So that you can... I mean, that's assuming you're lucky and live that long, but yeah.
I don't know why it's not mandatory. I mean, we're literally having a measles outbreak.
It's really irritating, though, because like a lot of these people that don't get their kids vaccinated, not only do they on the one side not, you know, believe that vaccines do anything or that they cause autism, but the ones that kind of semi-believe still rely on like the herd immunity mentality. Do you know what that is? Like where they think that like as long as the person is just surrounded by healthy people, they're going to it's basically like being immunized without actually being immunized. No, of course not.
So it's OK for everyone else to do it to shield them. But they don't have to do it. That's so ridiculous. And yeah, look, this guy clearly got autism. Look at him.
And do not benefit the health and safety of society, despite the fact such opinions have been debunked numerous times by the scientific community. I went my entire life without
understand what he's saying. He's so autistic.
Against things such as measles, chickenpox, or even polio. However, in December 2018, I began catching up on my missed immunizations, despite my mother's disapproval. It's important to understand that as I approached high school and began to critically think for myself, I saw that the information in defense of vaccines outweighed the concerns heavily. To combat preventable disease outbreaks, information is, in my mind, the forefront.
There's literally dozens of measles cases in southern Washington state right now because of these little pockets of anti-vaxxers that all live together down there.
I don't
like the term anti-vaxxer. I prefer the disease enthusiast.
Disease enthusiast.
Yeah, why would they want these diseases to still be around? It's just terrible.
I wonder what happened.
You want a
Disney...
fun fact? They've been testing cats in Wyoming positive for bubonic plague recently.
Really?
As far as diseases. And Wyoming actually has a very high percentage of anti-vaxxers.
So they gave the cats
make
the
of that
plague?
Make of that for the creep before shadowing that you will.
Yeah.
We were joking about dogs. I literally heard someone in my province, which is backwards as hell, wondering if they can give their dogs vaccines or if they'll get dog autism. Like, that was a serious question that they wanted answered.
Yeah, they might not be able to talk or anything when they get older, right?
Right.
Dog autism. It'll stunt their social skills.
Of this matter. My mother would turn to anti-vaccine groups online and on social media, looking for her evidence and defense rather than health officials and through credible sources. For certain individuals and organizations that spread this misinformation, they instill fear into the public for their own gain selfishly and do so knowing that their information is incorrect. For my mother, her love, affection, and care as a parent was used to push an agenda to create a false distress. and these sources, which spread misinformation, should be the primary concern of the American people. I quickly saw that the evidence and claims for myself were not accurate. And because of that, and because of my healthcare professionals I was able to speak with,
he, like,
and
the information provided. Says that basically people took advantage of my mom because she's fucking stupid. Yeah. And she just ran with me. Nice. Good.
Yeah.
Here's the...
stupid but well-meaning.
Yeah. This is from the Washington government Department of Health website. And basically,
we'd all but wipe the shit out. Thanks.
There's one in our county.
Yeah, there's one in the county we live in, and then there's 70 in Clark County, which is down south near the border of Oregon.
These numbers are updated daily by 3 p.m.
Yeah.
Let's get the Underhaven subscription up and the fucking measles outbreak subscription down,
measle
please.
Count down, please.
Unsub for measles, please.
Yeah.
Now it's time for Billy's favorite segment, and then after that, we're going to read the Streamlabs and Super Chats that come in.
You know it's bad when you say it's my favorite segment, and I actually have to question which segment it's going to be.
Yo, safely!
It's not so.
It's so fun. The skater put a bullet in this box, okay?
Are you like me now?
I'm the only greedy with the good kind of fairy drama.
That's because Jesus Christ is vinegar.
Because, like, if you would have played a Chris Chan segment right now, I would have probably been equally as disgusted.
Yeah, Chris Chan is... I needed a break from Chris
Chan. Thank goodness. Every once in a while... Been, yeah.
Like Chris
I was
Chan
there
stuff?
For decades. I don't need it anymore.
Yeah, we did an entire Chris Chan special for Patreon.
If I re-patron, do I get access to that?
Yeah. It's all still up there. It goes back for like a year, more than a year. So anyone that subscribes now will get the content that we've made like over the last year.
I had to cancel like a bunch of my Patreon things because of some personal shit, but now I'm looking to get hooked up again, and that's a great reason. Thank you. Well,
thank you. Yeah, we're gonna try to do more stuff. We did like a review of all the classic DP antagonists, but I was thinking about doing like an actual ranking, right? Or it was gonna be like the Battle Royale, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Someone suggested that. I guess we'll figure it out.
We'll figure something
so
out.
So, this is... I guess we'll just watch it.
Now, I got style. My beat hits hard, make you think go wild. Foul, now wow.
Yeah?
I'm so sick, make you wanna die. 911, 411, I am the man and you're his son. Done, I won. Yeah, this is fun, son, you're done. Control your role, flow so sick, put it in slow-mo. Whoa, just whoa.
Whoa, just whoa.
Just can't enunciate. No.
Here I go, bitch, you know I'm in.
Is that a picture of himself behind himself?
Like C.O. Let the beat drop and pop your top. Stop, just stop.
Stop.
Stop, just stop. Stop.
Stop!
Wow.
Them hairs be yelling, but I don't be caring, cause I'm... And there it is.
There it is. There it is.
How do you feel about that?
Bring it home. Mm.
I honestly, I'm not, like, and I'm not mad because it's, like, so bad. It's just,
I'm not mad.
Like, it's like the kids in his room trying to be a little rap turd. Can't speak too loud. It's not good, but it's not, I'm not cringing yet.
Do you think he's speaking like softly so his mom won't hear him swearing in the next room?
Yeah. I always assume that. Yeah.
Usually.
I always assume that. It'd be cool if this kid had like his eyebrows, like one of his eyebrows shaved. Then I'd cringe a little more. This is just like, he's just sitting in his room trying to be cool, and he's failing at it, but...
He never looked at the camera, so I didn't feel like it was at me, so I shouldn't, you know, feel one way or the other. It's more just observing someone doing something they shouldn't do.
Self-conscious.
Yeah. I do agree that he should stop, just stop rapping. So that was a good... What? Mr. Rapin?
Mr.
Abiotic Obiotic. Don't use narcotics. Pocket full of files. Gotta run a few trials. Come up with conclusions.
No.
You like this?
No.
No.
chemical fusion, chemical A, chemical B. And if we get samples from Arabian Sea and a common coral tree.
I could see.
Exit stage left.
I could watch Billy die inside.
Why was his name Mr. Rapin?
That might even be his real name because, you know, he's a science teacher, apparently.
I'm offended by this reverse dolly shot that they got going here.
That's the dog.
My puppy is we, bananas.
We will discover what it takes to build life besides a man and a wife.
It's do you see how it's physically painful for him? That's what I love about this.
How could they all be so offbeat?
Like, what do you mean?
And they're dancing.
What do you mean?
They're all so uncomfortably uncoordinated.
And we have lots of little animals and kids that carry transmitters.
Wait, there's only two of them.
Universe,
I got tricks.
But there's not enough medicine dispersed.
What the fuck?
You're gonna buy this
hell. This is hell. Just a dolly shot of the same two dickheads rapping for eternity.
Across the world by a rich
and they use the school's construction paper budget to make that dollar sign.
That would be hell for you.
This is hell
for
me.
If you were like strapped to a chair for all eternity and just got to watch these two go by on a conveyor belt doing this shit, I think you would go crazy. It's like a Luvedico technique in A Clockwork Orange.
Yeah. Say what you want about like suicide on Earth, but it's like suicide in hell would be the best thing ever, right? If you can kill yourself out of hell to get away from these things. It's not an answer here on Earth. But in hell.
I can imagine like Billy strapped down with his like eyelids taped open.
I don't want that.
No.
I don't want that at all.
Science. To use science in defiance. To save the world.
Science.
Shut the fuck up.
Science.
What the
Paul had to leave.
There are 8 themes of science, 5 characteristics of life.
He's wearing a Toronto Raptors jersey.
Oh, God. Shit.
So they might be Canadian, too.
No!
Why are you representing...
They do not represent us.
Why are they representing for you, GDR, Girl Does Raptor?
No, I didn't do this. I didn't...
Did you set me up?
They're members of the same set.
Did you set me up with Mr. Rapin?
Mr. Rapin?
Damn. We find these things through experimentation, using our education, creating combinations of chemicals.
Damn
we
it.
All have the expectation that you can make it to graduation now.
So go ahead and put down to us your t-shirts as we study these different creatures.
Take your chances on the streets. You'll learn to rap better.
Isn't this great?
Probably.
If these guys got hit by, like, a garbage truck, and then the impact of the garbage truck caused them to fly upwards into the air directly into the back of the truck, I would be entertained by these guys at that point. And
that
I think that
highly
point only,
inappropriate.
I think at that point only Young would Bill I find Fridge. Them entertaining.
Young Bill Fridge.
This is the fucking drizzling shits. These guys are terrible.
I wouldn't mind if these guys team rocketed right into the sunset.
As much as cheesecake makes me fucking cringe and freak out and I hate it so much, I think I'd rather watch that than this.
Science.
Freeze. You say alive and a senile, then we can put in lots of thought and can create hypotheses that maybe it does really exist.
Do these and guys get paid to teach children? Is this their day job? Is crafting the youth of Canada? Is that
I didn't watch this back later and go, yeah, I'm gonna just upload this. How?
Oh my
science.
God.
Science.
And we find more life in this oceanic abyss.
Science. Science.
I love it. I'm sorry. I love it.
Oh, God. I think you need to clip that and make that like an alert. for Billy specifically every time somebody donates or something.
Fuck that. This is the new DP theme music. This is going to be played at the beginning of every show from now on.
Science. This is basically the musical equivalent of clue disappear. Science.
Disappear had better tempo.
Oh, dude, they did the stance at the end. Damn, dude, I love that. Science.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Here's another one.
Billy, you want us to play that again?
No,
I think we're good.
Again?
I think we're good.
Did you come?
Should I play He's Danny?
Please, no.
Which do you like better?
Oh, God. I don't know.
Okay, how about this one? I think this one was also a commercial. Let's see.
The Downtown Mall. Oh, this looks like it's going to be good. Charlottesville, Virginia.
Welcome to the Downtown Mall. For the next 5 minutes, we're going to have a ball. It's one of the finest urban parks in the U.S. of A. It's a Cville attraction that's here to stay. With over 100 shops and 30 places to eat, you probably can't find a better transformed street.
Drop it like it's hot,
what? In 74, and today it remains at the city's core. This commercial residential entertainment district was designed for...
The fuck is this guy?
Do you like these?
Who the fuck is this guy?
Do you like this?
Who's Lawrence Halprin?
I don't know. He's like Linda Candiotti, I think.
Oh, Lawrence Halprin
knows. And associates.
They probably have a cheesecake at this fucking shopping mall, a cheesecake factory.
This sounds like 70s porno music.
Yeah, right? Who
so
brought
this
the funk?
This is 4x3, so this was definitely 70s. Shot in what, like the 90s, right?
Maybe. We would hope.
Maybe early. Yeah, so
this could be. Could be 2005.
These two are still friends, though. I guarantee these two still hang out regularly.
Yeah, they grew up in Charlottesville, Virginia.
They probably
together.
They babysit probably, for each other.
Yeah.
This is a bonded friendship.
They have kids. Yeah, they have like,
something like this.
I agree 100% with your observation.
They probably never missed a Macklemore concert in Charlottesville.
Get to the mall. You may ask, with so many options, it's quite an easy task.
But they're using auto-tune, which makes me think this couldn't be that old. It's at least
early 2000s.
So they didn't auto-tune in the 90s. Like, not regular people.
Melodyne was created in the early 2000s with the use for autotune.
Before that, they used vocoding.
Yeah, vocoder. Vocoder was the sound they would use.
Yeah.
Your own ride, make sure to bring a lock.
Before 2016, is that when this was made? Because they're saying that this is actually recent, and it's intentionally done to make it look older.
Oh, interesting.
Well, it might also be used, like, they might have just had a shittier camera to use that didn't have the wide aspect.
Here's an old, here's a cringe rap from an old DP favorite from back in the day.
Someone says this is Bianca Weiss.
I don't even know who that is.
I don't know. If that's a porn name, then I want to know more about it. Otherwise, I can forget that fucking name.
Joseph Martelli here. Four more fucking hours and the gay flag is burnt. The gay flag of filth. Yo, the gay flag, I use it for a snot rag. Yo, I'm gonna wipe my ass, hey, pour some gas on that trash. Yo, that dish nasty. Yo, for what they represent. Yo, where are they gonna go? Well, that's where they'll
cut
be sent.
Himself on that edge, goddamn.
This guy used to do gay stuff in the back of, like, pornography stores, and then he got all religious and started making crazy videos, and we used to watch his videos and make fun of them. And he got mad and he took a Greyhound bus all the way from upstate New York to Columbus and showed up at some kind of meetup and started, like, yelling at people. And
like yours?
Yeah. He came to one of our meetups. And he had been, like, telling us he was going to come, and he, like, took photos of a gun and, like, posted them on his Instagram and shit.
He got ran off, right?
Yeah. Yeah. There's a video out there of him, like, running away from a group of like 30 people chasing him down
the
street.
Did Pimp Monk give him the fucking what's for?
I think he was a surprisingly fast runner, Joseph Martelli. He got away.
Is this the same guy, Ben, that like used to drive by Walmarts and complain about how like there was some conspiracy going on because the Walmarts were closed?
No, this guy just really, he was really homophobic and shit, but admittingly had done gay stuff before in the past. I don't know.
What's up, Faith family?
Yo, that stuff is nasty. Yo, they better get clean. You know what I mean? Stop making it obscene. Yo, up the rump, you bunch of chumps. Yo, the stalkers. Yo, get away from
me. He'd make like 50 videos a day, and it would just be like 10 seconds of him like walking and shit. And then, and he had this habit, if someone disparaged anything about him, he would get on a bus and go to their town and make videos, be like, I'm in your town and you didn't do nothing. It was the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah, the last thing I want to do is meet up with this guy for any reason.
Like, is this a fan remix or did he make this?
I have no idea.
Yo, start walking away. Yo, stop all that gay nonsense. Bullish. Yo, bunch of nonsense. And this sissy, I can't rap. Yo, get off my stunt. Get off my dick. Yo, a bunch of motherfuckers make me sick. Yo, step to my face. Yo, I'll put you in your place. But it ain't gonna happen. Ain't none of you motherfuckers.
Spencer hit, like, the stuff himself?
I don't know.
Like,
I think it might be edited to, like, put this to a beat and make it, make the time.
Better repent.
It's like when he says, like, fucking, and whenever he swears, it's edited out. Oh, it's, like, bleeped out.
Yo, was
it seemed like involuntary rap film to me.
Yeah, it looks like, I think he was trying to rap, but someone remixed it and put it to a beat. Because he said something about how he was trying to rap in it, but yeah, someone took it and, like, made it.
This end card means that, yeah, it was remixed.
He's a trash boy.
Here's Reynolds Paint and Carpet.
But when it gets time for something new, come to see Ricky is all you got to do. If you need carpet, wood, or tile, he's got it all in different styles. If you want stuff but not for the floor, he's got wallpaper, paint, and more. It's as easy as a snap. And that's the end of this Reynolds rap. Reynolds Paint and Carpet. Reynolds Paint and Carpet.
Okay.
I enjoy the Reynolds rap reference.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I enjoyed that whole thing more than I fucking should have. It was so throwback weird.
So this is what you want to watch this one again, though, right?
Please don't. Please don't, Ben. I don't want Mr. Rapin. I don't want Mr. Rapin and Mr. Ramsire.
Mr. Rapin's gonna teach you some science. Billy.
It's Mr. Rapin and Mr. Rams your ass.
Just a reminder to everyone, we will be doing tonight's post show on Twitch. twitch.tv/drunken peasants. You can use the Brave browser to go over there and watch us there.
Anybody can catch it live. The patrons will be able to watch an uploaded version of it tomorrow.
Yes, on YouTube. The patrons...
Hey, Ben, I noticed that. I wanted to thank you for that. I noticed that you added me to your auto host list. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've been on there a while. Yeah. Yeah. That's how I always catch you when I go to the channel, because you'll be on there. And that's how I notice you turned into like a bunch of different animated figures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
You know how I did that, Ben?
How?
GDR Science? Called Dustin the Cockatiel beautiful a year ago. Does she still think he's beautiful?
Hell yeah, Dusty is the most beautiful, beautiful of birds. So beautiful.
Bird.
I think we'll put 10 minutes on the clock and we'll just talk, and if we get any Streamlabs, we will respond.
Do we have some to read?
What do you mean? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Streamlabs to read?
Yeah, I'll pull those up here, and then we'll go into the post show after 10 minutes.
After you watch the post show on Twitch, come and follow me on my Twitch.
Yes.
Shameless promotion.
We'll probably end up rehosting you after we're done with ours. Like,
it's on auto host. So,
yeah.
I don't know, you guys. Dusty's pretty beautiful. I wouldn't be offended if you chose beautiful Dusty.
Can I play with Dusty's boobs?
What?
Well, what? I mean, you should ask for consent first.
That's weird.
Maybe. I just want to know, Dusty, can I play with your boobs? No. Dusty's a beautiful bird.
Someone said, oh, hold on. I need to get back. Okay. Can GDR tell Pimpy the armored catfish he's a beautiful Plecotomus? Plecotomus.
Pimpy the armored what?
Catfish?
Catfish. Pimpy the armored catfish is a beautiful, beautiful
plecotomus. Yeah, yeah, whatever.
Plecotomus. Yeah.
Mr. Blue gave us $2. Keith Fit also died. Filt? Keith? I can't read it. It's too small.
The guy from The Prodigy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Keith from the Prodigy.
Yeah, the guy with the little devil horn haircut things. Yeah. Mikey Metalhead, $5. Joke, I know Billy could just smoke crack instead. Love you, my whores. Aldrich, $2. In 1999, kids snuck out to get beer. In 2009, kids snuck out to get weed. In 2019, kids sneak out to get vaccinated.
Yeah. It's true.
Joshua DeForge, $5.
Plecostomus. Thank you. Plecostomus. That's how you pronounce
Plecostomus.
That.
I don't think... this is kind of a weird message. So Joshua DeForge, he says, it's time to nuke Toronto. But we need to get Spirit out first and erase her teacher from her memory. What?
Hmm?
I don't know.
I think it had to do with those...
Toronto. I live too close to it.
Yeah.
I think it had to do with those teachers wearing the Toronto Raptors jersey.
Oh, okay. I get it.
I assume.
I get it because of the song's so bad. Now I understand the context. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's understandable then.
But how do we know these people were from Toronto? They just had the jersey on. I don't know. Maybe they were.
Maybe.
There's only one basketball team in Canada. Vancouver used to have the Grizzlies, but they moved them to Memphis.
Memphis. Are they still the Grizzlies? Or the
Memphis Grizzlies. Okay.
I don't care about the NBA ever since they took away the Sonics. And I barely cared about
they'll
them
come
then.
Back.
Well.
I'm almost positive they'll come back.
One day.
Once the hockey team picks up steam, they'll bring another team back.
One day.
So, Paul, did you ever go to the Ark Encounter?
I've not yet been to the Ark Encounter. I have been to the Creation Museum, which is okay. Just a few miles away. That was his first thing. Yeah. And man, crazy shit. So, but was it fun? When I went, I know. Well, it was fun in a way because security kind of figured out what my deal was. That I wasn't there to support any of this. And I actually met Ken Ham. And that was one of my goals. And security kept closing in and closing in because they noticed that I was taking pictures of every sign and like videoing every, because I wanted to, you know, put it on my channel later, because that's what I do, is I look at creation claims and kind of point out where they don't work.
So they actively look for that kind of stuff when you go in there? Like for I know that they might look for disruptive people, but you can't even like vlog in there or anything?
No, like so that was immediately the thing, was that I was taking apparently, and I learned later that I maybe shouldn't have been so overt in like trying to record everything. But then they were as I was in line to meet Ken, I noticed later in my footage that the security kept closing in and closing in and closing in on me. So after I met him, I asked him about my channel because I'm normally a cartoon, so it's not like you can tell that it's me. If he watched my show, and he did, he says, "Yeah, I watched that show. That guy just lives in his mom's basement, and he's like, you know, he's a big jerk." And I'm like, "Yeah, I was agreeing with him. Yeah, he's a big loser who gets the atheist checks," was what he accused me of getting. But
wow.
So yeah, no, that was fun. Definitely fun. I want to go.
He's bitter.
Yes, and they've banned me from other appearances of his now. Like, so now they know what my real name is because I was on the news speaking out against them and stuff. So, I'm on their radar. But
you gotta wear a disguise, man. You gotta infiltrate that shit for us.
I had an idea to reinvigorate the NBA true. In Seattle. By the way,
the NBA in Seattle, reinvigorate it.
Yeah,
but like have it here.
Yeah, what we would need is to buy a license because this is a copyrighted intellectual property, but I think we could pull it off, and then we would have the Seattle Sonichus.
Seattle Super Sonics.
Similar name.
Actually, I don't think anybody owns the copyright to Sonichu. I'm pretty sure that's a open property, so we could just use it. I don't think there's one person. I don't think there's one person out there that can lay claim to the Sonichu copyright.
The Seattle Sonichus.
Seattle Sonichus.
Man, that would be so great if they did that. And the mascot would have to have blue arms.
I wonder if there is like a Sonichu, like if we can get like the Sonic furry costume for Sonic, and we could like paint it to look like Sonichu and put like a jersey on it, and we could walk around and protest the old Key Arena trying to bring the Sonichus here. We could do a little video.
They should really be the Sonic the Hedgehogs based on my Twitter feed today.
Everybody's mad about Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, I did see that today. Whatever.
It doesn't look like a good Sonic. I don't like it.
Oh, my God.
I don't like it at all.
It's so hard to deal with.
Ardrich, where do I find the picture of me as a panda? Where do I find
it? It's on Twitter. I saw it right away.
I didn't see it on Twitter.
The Drunken Peasants account retweeted it.
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll just go.
Billy's too busy looking at boobies all day.
Because I enjoy boobies, okay?
Like, usually it'll be like, it shows me what other people that I follow like. It'll be like, Billy the Fridge liked, and it's just a picture of boobies.
Hey, I did not like boobies. Okay, this is cute.
Yeah.
I'm the cute panda. Yeah. What one are you, Ben?
I'm an otter.
You're an otter, yeah. This is our new cartoon show.
Is it?
Yeah.
So you guys going to be proudly joining the furry community, or?
The word
who wears the fursuit?
I would get a panda fursuit if it wasn't like
they're expensive, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like amazingly expensive. I guess a lot of work goes into the quality ones.
Here's the deal, guys. We're going to crowdfund me a panda fursuit, and everybody who donates at least $500 gets to rub
Did you say panda fursuit?
Little panda fursuit. Yeah, little panda.
Did you?
Little panda fursuit. Everybody donates a certain amount.
Is that what you just said?
They get to ride the panda.
If you're watching right now, rewind this and let me know if that's what
little
he said.
Little panda fursuit. You get to ride the panda.
That's what he said now.
Panda
fursuit. The $500 donators or above get to ride the panda.
Panda fursuit.
Yeah.
Purring panda.
A little fanta purr suit. No big deal.
Oh, want to
feel
God.
The fanta purr?
Brrr.
Everyone's saying he did.
I did.
Fanta purr suit. Love that. Oh, God. So when we end the show at the end, I'm going to play a clip. It's also on DP Underground, so you can watch it again later if you want. But I'm going to play a clip of... Billy's rendition of the Harlem Globetrotters theme music. He sang a little ditty to Egghead on the post show.
I'm a sweet boy.
And actually, Wizard of Cause was there, and also Von Helton cast a spell on Jeff Holliday and turned him to stone.
Let it go, let it go. He was frozen. You know, beautiful. Billy, you need to accept Furry Raptor Jesus if you want to be one of us. Like, no joke, he's real. Google it. Furry Raptor Jesus? Motherfuckers got me Googling furry.
Well, we've
raptor.
Got a lot of work to do before we reach our goal for the bonus show next week. We still have two regular episodes, and chances are I'll be doing a stream on DP Underground tomorrow. So if you guys want to check that out, go there and subscribe. I'll be doing a stream there. And there's great clips. If you guys like to just watch the quick clips and you don't get to see... the entire show, because you don't have enough time to watch these shows, you know, three of these every week, you can check that out. Thanks to Paul and
Girl
GDR for being on the show tonight.
You guys want to shout out anything right
awesome.
Now?
Awesome. Paulogia, PaulOGIA on YouTube if you want to find out why the flood didn't happen and why Jesus is dead.
Yeah.
And Girl Does Rant on Twitch. For more of me.
Do you really think Jesus is dead?
Jesus is in a mass grave in Jerusalem right now.
You think so?
So you at least believe Jesus existed as a human?
Absolutely. No, okay. he's a legend. He's a human. There was a guy named Jesus who got crucified. That's pretty solid. But almost everyone who was crucified got thrown into a mass grave. And from there, you can just do whatever you want.
So you cover this stuff on, you cover that on your channel?
Yeah, I used to be a Christian up until a few years ago. I was in ministry for a long time, studied a lot of theology, but now, yeah, I'm absolutely, I deal with Christian claims, including this young earth science, as well as the theology stuff. And
I never talk about any of this anymore, but it always interests me to check out new stuff about it.
Yeah, Apologia, Paulogia, and I absolutely talk about all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for joining us, guys. Cool, and the rest of you, we'll see you over on Twitch for the post show.
Yeah.
And also stick around for the video that we play at the end of the show here. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
He got AIDS from the book.
My good friend Lacey Green has taught me many things about sex, and I'm gonna teach you one, Egghead. This is straight from the Lacey Green playbook, okay, Egghead?
All right. Okay.
Next time you're with Egg Tits, all right? Next time you're with Egg Tits, if you really want to pleasure her, invite a football player. No.
Harlem Globetrotters.
Yeah, better than that. Invite the entire Harlem Globetrotters over, all right? And play the music. And while they do all those tricks up in that punan, you sit in the corner. All right,
in a tent. Build yourself a little tent.
Build yourself a little cuck tent. Sit in the corner, and here's what I want you to do, Egghead. I want you to cry. I want you to cry. I want you to cry. Not a dry eye. I want you to cry. While the bigger bagger put it, butter, put it in a butthole. Put it in a pussyhole. Put it in a mouth and an armpit too. Gonna titty fuck an armpit. Titty fuck an armpit. That's what the Harlem Globetrotters gonna do. And then the episode of Scooby Doo with the Harlem Globetrotters comes on. And then Shaggy and Scooby put it in between her boobies like a pole. Old movie, you know, you gotta give her what she needs to make her pussy hole bleed. Because never gonna make her come on your own. She's never gonna come on your own. You gotta give everybody else the ball and let her pass the ball into her egg tits pussy walls. Egghead is the. But what's the other team that the Globetrotters always beat?
The Washington Generals.
Yeah. Egghead is the Washington Generals, washing his genitals in his dirty-ass bathtub, too.
Egghead, you gotta clip
gotta
this.
Gotta let the Harlem Globetrotters in a pussy and Scooby-Doo. Ralph and Reiki. Ralph and Reiki. Yeah. That's all you need. That's all you need, Egghead. I learned that from Lacey Green, man. She told me exactly what you could do to make better love to your wife.
That's a great book. I can't.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at. Get ready, cause they're gonna kick your...
Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants. Drunken Peasants.